Good morning, my Dhamma brothers and Dhamma sisters.
Good morning, sir.
Yesterday, I have already explained. I explained the two jnana, the two knowledges, which are foundations of vipassana. Nama Rupa Parichera and Paccaya Parigraha. Whoever started Vipassana practice is in need clearly understanding these two subjects, Nama Rupa and the cause of Nama Rupa. Must clarify these two knowledge. We must increase Namarupa Parichera-jnana up to disappearance of past conception of being. Disappearance of conception of being. Only Nama Rupa, mind and matter, remained. There is no being. If Nama Rupa separated, each one has no power. If it joined together, it has power. No power means Nama alone cannot talk, Rupa alone cannot talk. If joining together, it has power. Visuddhimagga has clarified, Rupan Nityajan. Metta has no power, absence of power, can do nothing. Nama Nityajan. Nama has no power, can do nothing. If they join together, they have a power. This behave like beings. Illusion arises within us for a long time. This illusion. We must increase analytical knowledge of mind and matter to remove illusion. It is not easy to remove the such illusions. For those it takes time. For those who have no experience, will take time. For those who has intelligence, experience in previous life, vipassana practice. It is succeed during short period. Visuddhimagga is clarified. The ideas of being, it's just an illusion. Ideas of men, women, just an illusion. Ideas of I, you, he, she, just an illusion. Actually, Namarupas are joining together. Depending on each other, it has to arise. Without a Nama, and sentient beings, as is sentient beings, without a Nama, Rupa can do nothing. Without a Rupa, Nama alone can do nothing. What we call citta, mind, citta and citta-sika together, mind. What we call citta, consciousness. What we call citta-sika, mental properties. Actually, we analyze these citta and citta-sika to talk, to explain. Just to explain. Citta, citta-sika is indivisible phenomena. There is a some citta and citta-sika indivisible. We must understand in this way, to clarify mind, what we call mind, that is a composed of eight material qualities, eight phenomena. What we call mind is, one is a citta, the other seven are mental universal mental state. Citta, seven universal mental states are indivisible, cannot be separated. If it is indivisible, why can we count? One can count, one can we enumerate as eight? Because our characteristic functions are different. Characteristics are not the same. Characteristic and it is their function is different. Chitta's function, Pasa's function, Vedana's function, it's a different functions. They have different functions. Even different functions, they are indivisible. That is a source of mind. These are the unities of eight, the base of mind. Mind has a different level, different qualities. As the higher qualities are more and more, 9, 10, 11, like that, enumerations are more. So you study about that, citta-sika, citta and citta-sika, how to associate. You may remember, I am consciousness, associated with the seven citta-sikas. That is to clarify the unity. Seeing consciousness with the seven universal mental state. That is called seeing consciousness, seeing mind. Chakku vijnana citta alone never arises. It arises together with seven universa, that is indivisible. Now it is we can call eight and one, eight characteristic and one things, one phenomena, that is called one phenomena. But it's eight phenomena joining together, eight in one. In this way, do you remember Panchadvara Vachana? Attention, consciousness, in Phaedo. Whatever such as contact to Phaedo, visual objects are contact to sensitive eye, sound contact to ear, sensitive ear, and so on. Whatever subject, whatever object, visual object, sound, smell, taste, tangible. This chaitas, but found it is a function of attention. Attention, the functions of attention through this chaita, not the other chaitas. When this chaita arises, how many chaitasikas associate? 10 chaitasikas. 10 chaitasikas associate, you see. Vitaka, vichara, adimokha. So, 7 universal, 3 particular. 3 particular. Or 10. Altogether, chaita and 10 universal, 10 mental state, 11. 11 and 1. That is also one unity. It's indivisible, these. But I don't think all qualities of phasak, all qualities of vedana are the same. Qualities are different, you see. Even material things, the qualities are different. If you go to supermarket, you must choose. Even the same things, the qualities are different. You choose higher qualities. That is not good quality, that is poor quality, that is better qualities. Even material things have quality. Mind also have qualities different. Function also, you see, if qualities are different, function also, strong or weak, is different. Attention. Whatever object, external objects come into contact. This is chaita. Automatically means by order, according to chaita niyama. Nobody create. This is chaita come into being. For example, whenever we touch the strength of Gita, sound appeared. Accordingly, strongly attached is sound also, higher sound. If it's smoothly, lower sound, accordingly. According to this way, this Panchadara Vachana also different level, different qualities have. These 10 mental state working together. But we cannot see in meditation practice that these are working together. That is possible to be seen with it. The higher mindfulness, good qualities, mindfulness, higher concentration, higher knowledge. So mindfulness also different quality, concentrations are different qualities. Effort also different quality. through puva quality we cannot see. But we must know these things arise in this way. These phenomena arise in this way. We must know. By knowing this, that can help. By knowing this, we can clarify that there is no atta. Nowhere atta exists. Only mental process according to citta niyama. You see, Panchadara Vachana is nobody create because of cause and condition. When the external cause come into contact, internal sense base, one of five ways, i.e. understand, just a medium. In this way, if we struck lighter or matches, fire come out. In this way, the meeting of these two, the meeting of these two Panchadara Vachanas arises together with ten mental state. This is unities, 11 and 1. There is only one. But a different function, therefore, can be say 11. 11 type of functions ahead. Yeah. But these functions are all attention. Or a supporting for attention. You see, when you drive a car, there are many things. But according to your wish, where you wish to go, you can reach. Because of functions are different. Petrol's function, engine's function, other part of the machine's functions. Even functions are different. The result is one, you see. Directions are one. You reach where you want to go. In this way, Panchadara Vachana, even Phasa, Vedana, Sanya, and mental states have different functions. All directions, all phenomena's directions are only one, that is attention of that object. Just attention. For attention. They are working for attention. Like that, in a company, the big company, they have an office. An office, company staff working together in the office. But they have different duties, different functions, different work. Even different work, different functions perform. Profit, intentions are only one, to develop companies. The same things, you see, phenomena are also working together. We must study in this way in detail. By this anubodha knowledge, when meditation practice so clear and clear, when arises, on seeing may be clear, more clearer and clearer. Starting point is cannot be seen because mindfulness not as strong, concentration is not as strong, effort also not as strong. understanding also not strong. So impossible to see these things and phenomena indeed. So Namarupa Parichedanyana, if you develop the Namarupa Parichedanyana within you, the illusions temporarily, totally, temporarily removed, you have no more intention, illusion, you have no more illusion. You have not the idea of man, idea of woman, or idea of being. Only Namarupas joining together works. If you increase knowledge of causality, Acheya Brigaha, on seeing the cause, you can decide. You can decide that as long as there is a cause, effect will come into being. As long as external condition, external visual object, internal sense, eye sense, internal sense eye, the mediums of these things, eye consciousness will arise. So you understand. You will decide if this exists, that exists. Rising all this that have to rise, you will understand in this way. In Kacchana Kutta Sutta, the Buddha clearly explained, in other suttas also, Imasame Sati Idam Hoti. Imasame Sati means if this exists, that exists. That is the meaning. You see, using electricities, depending on electricities, these fans, as you see, such electricities, these fans are working. So, when electricities remain, this circulation also remain. When electricity off, they will stop. That's sure, you see. In the same way, the Buddha explained it in this way, but it just more bhagas also. Depending on cause and condition, this have to be. If there is no more cause and condition, the effect will be normal. To make it sure, we must increase paccaya parigraha jnana. If we see cause and effect, we never believe in the wrong, untrue cause and condition. We accept the only true cause, which can be experienced. We realize about the cause and conditions. We have no doubt dealing with the cause. Therefore, doubt can overcome through this knowledge. Kanka vidarana visoti. Doubt overcome. We overcome doubt. In purifying the realm, round views, dealing with the calm. There are, in practice of vipassana, there are three type of prajñas, prajña, P-A-R-I, double N-A. Prajna, B-A-R-I, direct end a prajna. Prajna means analytically, nya means knowing. Analytically knowing, understand it. This understanding is three types. Number one is jñāta prajñā. Jñāta N-A-D-A. Jñāta with the diacritic marks. Jñā with the diacritic marks. Jñāta. Jñāta. Jñāta means a state to be known, to be realized, state to be realized, what must be realized. What must be realized out? What are what we realize? That is five aggregate. Or nama rupa. Nama rupa should be realized. So, the object, nama rupa, my name, metta, should be realized. At least there is a nama, there is rupa. You should realize this. What is that is the cause of nama? That is the cessation of nama. That is the cause of rupa. That is the cessation of rupa. You must realize. So, jñāta means to be realized. Some state to be realized. That is not the other things, only nama and rupa.